The market has people concerned as always. But those concerns, well, there's a difference between what you worry about and what's worrisome. And we're looking for the dangers because this is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And the difference between those extremes, well, it really comes out in the numbers. Because at New Constructs, it's forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis, where they're digging in at the bottom and working their way up. Everyone else takes a surface level look and kind of misses a big question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, it is possible. So when they dig in and they work the numbers, if they find out that the numbers are misleading, well, if it works in your favor, like if, hey, this stock looks worse than it is, that would be something that's attractive. But if it's something that, you know, hey, it looks good on the surface level, but not so good when they dig in the numbers, that's dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks so you can always get more information on the things you hear on this show. Joining me now, it's David Trainer, founder and president at New Constructs. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Now, we always say who's in the danger zone this week, but this week is particularly interesting because, of course, tomorrow is election day. And so we kind of have a special theme, right? It's who's in the danger zone this election week.
We got five stocks that you need to sell or avoid no matter who gets elected, no matter what happens. These babies add business for your portfolio.
And those stocks are
Wayfair, Carvana, Beyond Meat, Dropbox, and Spotify.
Danger, danger.
Five stocks in here. Again, Wayfair, Carvana, Beyond Meat, Dropbox, and Spotify. W, CVNA, BYND, DBX, and Spotify. Why are these companies dangerous no matter what happens next, no matter what the outcome is with the election?
There are no policies on either side that are going to meaningfully affect their businesses. But most importantly, I think they all have what we would say very weak competitive position, no defendable moats. We think that the valuations are just wildly disconnected from reality. We've written on some of these guys before in more detail. And yeah, there's just nothing that's going to happen with respect to the election that's going to give these firms suddenly the ability to ever achieve profitability or fight off competition. All these firms have like just enormous amounts of competitors, large competitors, and a lot of in some situations, those competitors like own the distribution channels. Like for example, Beyond Meat, like they're competing against Kroger and Tyson and some other very large firms that actually either own all the shelf space themselves. Like for example, with Kroger, huge amount of shelf space they just own. And they could basically say, well, we just don't want to sell any Beyond Meat. Sorry, you're out of, you know, the largest grocery store chain in the country. Or Tyson, which already has tons of shelf space that they own because of a longstanding relationship with all the grocery stores. It's a very difficult competitive position for Beyond Meat to ever try to achieve profitability. Similar with Carvana. You know, they're just competing against all the traditional dealerships as well as other large used car distribution platforms, their value add being, oh, you can do your paperwork online. Guess what? Everyone can do paperwork online now. It's not a big deal. And I actually bought a car from Carvana, and that whole thing about sticking a coin and watching it come out of the big vending machine, you don't actually get to do that most of the time. And if you do, it like adds 20, 30, 45 minutes to the whole transaction, which defeats the purpose of trying to do it all faster. I even brought my kids and they're like, oh, well, we can put the car in there for you if you want. And I was like, no, that's all right. Just get me out of here. And I still had to sign papers. You know, and look at Dropbox, right? They are competing against firms that are already deeply integrated with a client, right? So Microsoft or Google or Apple, all of whom have deep integrated relationships with all the users out there and can give away storage space and do give away storage space for free. A lot of it. Like, how does Dropbox have a chance?
Well, let's point something out here, because you have talked about some of these stocks before, and interestingly, a number of them have been on my show, Money Life, with folks who take very different methodologies, who are much more momentum or growth driven, who kind of say, hey, I'm willing to ride these ponies while they are still racing. I think there's another question here, which is you're avoiding them regardless of the election. We always talk about what's the catalyst, and it's always the hardest thing to identify. With any of these stocks, is the outcome of the election and the attending fallout likely to be a catalyst? In other words, is there something that might be coming as a result of the politics that would have people waking up and going, oh, yeah, maybe this wasn't such a great idea?
Right. How does the election make them more dangerous?
Yep.
You know, I don't necessarily see something like that as well. I think it's a great question, Chuck, and I wish we could say for sure there's going to be a catalyst. The real problem with the catalyst front, you know, in addition to what we've said many times, that it's difficult to predict, is that it's also, you know, we're living in a world where there's such a sort of preponderance of upward movement as opposed to downward movement, especially in stocks that don't make money. And so even, you know, traditionally things that would be catalysts are not catalysts anymore. It doesn't matter if the company doesn't meet its profit goals. It doesn't matter if the company doesn't meet its production goals. A lot of times these stocks go up in the face of bad news just because somebody, went in to go start buying. Maybe institutions or large high-frequency trading firms say, hey, we're going to go in and buy this stock. We're going to get the momentum going in a certain direction, and then all the retail guys jump on, and we just, as long as we sell before they do, we're in good shape. So I wish it was easy as really recognizing the fundamentals. That's just not the case anymore.
That said, in all of these cases, there is significant downside risk, and that could be exacerbated because they're momentum riders. If we see that the election changes market momentum, would you expect that they will fall with any sort of market move?
Yeah, I mean, these stocks are just poised to get crushed. I mean, you know, like, for example, with, you know, Wayfair's trading at over $270, even in what we consider to be a very optimistic scenario, right? Like the company can achieve nearly 20% compounded annual growth in revenue for a decade and, you know, achieve comparable margins to Walmart. We're showing $98 a share, right? Like, you know, that's still looking pretty good. You know, even if Carvana just does what its CEO, you know, hopes it can do, selling 2 million cars a year, you know, we're talking about $81 as opposed to over $200, right? That's just to do what the CEO says. Right. So, I mean, this is just these are two great examples of like where either consensus expectations or the CEO really just disconnected from reality with respect to fundamentals. Even if they do as well as they hope, they're not actually worth what they think they're worth.
And that's why Wayfair, W, Carvana, CVNA, Beyond Meat, BYND, Dropbox, DBX, and Spotify Technology, Spot, S-P-O-T, are all in the danger zone because they're all headed for trouble regardless of what happens with the election. David Trainer, great stuff. Thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Chuck.
That's David Trainer, and you can learn more about him, the firm, and all of the danger zone picks. You can read their piece on these five stocks, get all the information beyond what we talked about here, by going to newconstructs.com and looking at their blog. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. Up next, Greg Fisher from Quent Capital and the Market Call.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.